Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hi, this episode is sponsored by Rush. Rush is a series directed by the top action filmmakers Corridor Digital. It's the story of soldiers fighting against all odds in a war-torn nation and stars Stephen Ogg. You know him from Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Walking Dead, and also stars Lou Ferrigno Jr. And the first episodes are live and free right now on the Go90 app as well as Go90.com. So as soon as we're done, check it out. This is, of course, the Flash after show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're breaking down season 3 premiere called Flashpoint. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Thank you for this song selection, gal. This is the Flash After Show. It's the season 3 premiere, episode 1, Flashpoint. We have a bit of a new panel this year. Full transparency, the scheduling just did not work out. Michael Drew will not be joining us. Roxy got an awesome job that I don't know if we can talk about yet, but she's not here for a really good reason. Not because we hate her, we love her. Let's kick off with intros of the new people. Yell?
I'm Roxy Stryer.
You are not Roxy Stryer.
You're so sexy, Roxy.
Thanks. I'm Foxy Roxy Stryer. Also, you can find me online at Yell Teagle, Y-A-E-L. T-Y-G-I-E-L. I almost started spelling Stryer, and I'm live in the chat.
Yeah, nice. That's right. Yeah. If you want to comment and watch live, you're not doing so. We do this at 10 o'clock-ish p.m. Tuesday night after the show. Who's next to me, Tiana?
Oh, hi, I'm Roxy Stryer.
Oh, Roxy.
Roxy Stryer.
I got very tan over the summer, guys. I don't know if you can tell.
It's working.
And yes. Tall.
That's thank true. You. Yes, tall. Hi, everyone. Tiana Hobson here. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. And please don't hate me for Roxy not being here.
Oh, it's fine. And also, Tari / Roxy, tell us your name.
I'm Roxy Stryer. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. But you can also find me at Tari J. It's T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y. Bam, 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 bam.
Hi, and I am also Roxy Stryer. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. You can also call me Jeffrey Masters. We have a lot to discuss. Let's jump right into it. This was the Flashpoint episode. They've been teasing it
was
all
it?
Summer.
Was it Flashpoint?
Did you catch that in the episode?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I feel like it should have been said.
I agree. Should have been said. It's really subtle, guys.
Yeah. They might have wanted to mention it once or twice.
Yeah.
I thought it was mentioned quite enough for me personally.
Yeah.
Does anybody feel gypped that it was so hyped and they're only condensing it just to like this one episode?
I do and I don't, because when I realized what they were doing with the season finale, I was not happy about it to begin with. But if you're going to commit to something, I say full on commit to it and at least give us a couple episodes there. I didn't want the whole season to be there, but a couple episodes could have been there for me.
I'm glad it was only an episode, and I'm also glad that like it's done with. We're going to see some ripple effects, but like because we've been playing with Flashpoint for 2 seasons, where it's like, the first season was, should I go save my mom? And he almost does it. And the second season, he's like, my mom. And so, like, I'm glad that we have just settled this. He's good with it. And that's it. That's all we need. If we were going to do real Flashpoint, we would need, like, a whole season of buildup and all the other shows to be on board.
Mm-hmm. I kind of agree with both of you. I like that it's a short, condensed thing. I would have liked it to be 2 or 3 episodes. I'm a big fan of two-parters, and keeping the story so we can really get all the, you know, meat of it. I think there was a really great comment in the chat from G1X Rider 13. Roxy was erased from the timeline. Just needed to be said. And then somebody else jumped in. Romeo Lopez says Roxy disappeared due to Barry. And I think that's
all
true.
Fault.
Yeah.
I think that is true.
Damn it, Barry.
Yeah.
That is so funny. The timeline reversed and it popped out yell.
Thanks.
Also, timeline reversed popped out Tiana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm mad that it was just one episode because Flashpoint is so massive. The changes that they created in this episode were so radical to mm-hmm. the series. It more or less negated the entire last two seasons of The Flash. And for me to wrap my head around that, it wasn't until about 45 minutes in. And then I got it, and then we went right back.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it could have been better done. I mean, if we're going to start with the first episode being called Flashpoint, it's like, hey guys, this is where we are this season. I would have liked it to be this whole season, The Flash, Flashpoint. That would have been a great, you know, subtitle for the season.
Yeah, also, like, yeah, we'll have a ripple effect, but for all intents and purposes, this episode will now, like, have no meaning. Like, it didn't happen within plot. Tari, you look livid.
I don't look livid. I just disagree. I feel, I mean, I know that every time we have alternate timelines and alternate realities, you guys being Jeff and traditionally you Roxy's
yeah.
are always like, it doesn't count. But it does, like, because our we're following Barry, and Barry experienced these things, and so our whole story is told from Barry's perspective, so it does count because it still affects him in a certain way.
Okay.
I hadn't thought of it like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Sky Patterson in the chat says, Flashpoint will happen again and will cause a four-way TV crossover, a.k.a. Crisis.
Ooh.
I'll say that I really wish that, because we're seeing it from Barry's perspective, and as you're saying, we're following Barry, I would have liked that when Barry came back, the memories that were taken away from him were taken away from him. That would have been so much more interesting if he came back and couldn't remember who people were or what their relationship was, aside from what he experienced in Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like what you said, Tari, not to like...
Thanks!
Yeah, what you said is non-existent.
Not to be
it's
too shady.
It's kind of like Flashpoint.
No, I like what you said, because you're exactly right. This is Barry's show, and it's Barry's story we're invested in. So that maybe possibly changes my entire opinion of the Flashpoint.
It does, and I get, and I appreciate what you said as well. And I like thinking of it as from Barry's perspective. But how does Barry even keep straight what he's been through at this point? He's been back and forth between time and dimension so many times that I can barely keep up. I hope he can.
Well, yeah. Clearly he doesn't.
He doesn't most of the time.
Where's Iris? Clearly you don't know what's happening here.
Oh, right.
I mean, and it's not like he wasn't warned.
Yeah, you're
things
exactly
would be
right.
Different.
For anybody who's tuning in for the very first time, we've mentioned our late departed Roxy, but Tari is here and is our resident encyclopedia of comic book knowledge. For the new people
I'm
on
like
the...
a wiki, but like not Wikipedia, but like wiki. Like something some guy came and was like, I'm gonna add some information about this thing. But like stopped halfway through. That's me. Hey guys, what's up?
So on the scale accurate. Of Tari and then me, who's a big fan and is my knowledge is much lighter.
Mm.
Where did the two of you, our new panelists, fall? Tiana?
I'm probably below, right around your area. Big okay. fan. And I'm a new fan to the show. I kind of recently binge-watched the whole two seasons over the summer. I binge-watched this and Arrow. Yes, consecutively of going back and forth between the two.
Smart.
To catch up on everything. Mostly because I was really excited that Tom Felton was joining the cast because I'm a huge Harry Potter nerd. And people have been telling me that I would love this show, and I watched the first episode and I was immediately hooked. And so I am a huge fan of this, just newer in the world.
That's going to be so valuable because for us, we've seen the first two episodes now 2 years ago.
Oh yeah. Like 3 months ago. So I'm good. And fantastic. I just finished the season finale like over the weekend of season two. So
nice.
Yeah. Real fresh. I am real fresh right now, guys.
What about you, Yael?
I like TV. I really like TV. And I watch TV.
Yael TV.
What do you think about TV?
I really like TV.
Oh.
That's where my that's it. That's all I got. Is if it's on TV, I've seen it. So like canon.
That's okay. We have all the perspectives. You also skew in the world of Doctor Who, which we don't. Yes. So, excuse me, I do not.
I do not either.
He does.
I do.
Well, he's the wicked.
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, I like TV. So yeah. I watch the DC shows. I also watch them consecutively. So, you know, Monday, Supergirl, Tuesday, Flash, Wednesday, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, Thursdays. So, like, I watch them correctly. In order so that I can follow the timelines, except for that we keep messing it up.
I'm quickly becoming the least qualified person on the panel.
Uh-huh.
I'm, yes! Next season, I'm out like Roxy.
I mean, I started Supergirl today, season one, so I can catch up by Monday so I can be fully... I love this DC universe so much after watching over the summer that I'm going for it all, guys.
It's fantastic.
Well, going for gold.
Joey in the chat says, just give us Tom Felton already. I know you agree.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
So let's jump into this series. When we saw that Barry had kept Ebard Thawne locked in the cage, I was so weirded out. Like, obviously he's not going to kill him. That kind of, like, cuts the plot off for a while. But, like, Ebard, like, name-checked him. Like, that's him being a villain. Like, what was his plan? Was he going to keep him in this glass box forever?
I was too frustrated with the box. The box, which was glass, so that he couldn't break out.
Well, they called it glass, but it was showed us bars.
Yeah, so the gate of it was bars, which I believe he can break out of.
But there's also something in the glass that was slowing down his speed and his power so that he couldn't break out.
I'll take it.
There was one line in there that he said about something of him slowing him down, down his powers.
Fine, I'll take it.
When did he build this box?
When did he build it? Where, like, who helped him?
He got it from Zoom, right? It's a Zoom style box.
Right, yeah. I think that's...
I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's my flash in a box.
Show me your flash in a box.
To respond to what you said about him being villainous, like, what is the difference between him keeping Thawne in this box and what they were doing in Star Labs in terms of keeping them in that prison? There's no real difference. He's just essentially erasing him. Like, he's neutralizing him.
There's a big old difference.
Okay.
Because I specifically have asked about the Star Labs pipeline and what is done there and how the prisoners are taken care of. And I know for a fact that they are fed and that they are taken care of. They have their bathroom needs met. And that, like, it's like a prison that
can
was
you,
run.
Can you cite your sources for us?
Yes. It was an interview I did with Candace Patton where I said, what goes on and how do they get fed and where do they go to the bathroom?
They eat a lot of Big Belly burgers, what I've noticed.
Well, so yeah, that's the thing is that, like, his cage, not equipped like the pipeline, his cage is... I'm going to remember every once in a while to bring you a burger.
Yeah, well, I mean, what more do you need in that cage? He gives him a bucket. He gives him a bag of food.
So Candace also told me that I think there was a thing on CW.com that was like a behind-the-scenes, like, mini-sode where Cisco is, like, doing his duties and stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's the Cisco journals. And then there was also a clip with... I think Caitlin, where she was like taking food and taking orders and things like that.
So that's the difference.
So no Caitlin and no Cisco.
You are a wealth of knowledge, Yael.
I like TV.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the different changes among the relationships. We saw a big one for Iris. They had no idea who each other was. That's a little bit broad.
Yet they were still in love.
Yeah.
She could feel it. She felt like something was missing. A part of her was missing.
I like seeing their chemistry and seeing them react to each other more than I like the mushier lines that we had towards the end of the episode. Like, I think that's when the relationship is really just, like, working so well, when it's unspoken, but we see it in the actors' faces.
Because
as people, they're dynamite together. We don't need those extra lines to, like, make it over the top, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I agree with that, because when that starts happening is when I start doubting that I actually want them to be together. Because I do kind of teeter back and forth with it, because, you know, they both have made me angry with their dating relationships in the past. And so when I see the mushy extra stuff, I'm like, no, you guys were working so great when it was just you guys being you and being and showing us that strong, solid friendship and just kind of working together in that way, as opposed to mushy,
right?
Pushy.
I'm ready to see them have a relationship. It's season 3. I think that the fans are just
like blue balls waiting for
it. I know. Like, give it to us now.
I feel like we've got some time.
I mean, I just yeah. remind myself that it is only season 3.
Okay, yeah. But Ross and Rachel broke up 1,000 times.
Yeah. Right. And we don't want that for Barry and Iris, especially because most people consider them OTP.
Oh, they are definitely OTP.
But you need to give us something beyond, like, a kiss here and there. Like,
right.
I assumed, though, that when he came back to the timeline,
yeah,
that was his intention, was like, it's time, we're now dating, right? Because they had all those real sappy, mushy lines. And so he was like, no, I'm going back, and we know that we love each other and we're meant to be and blah, blah, blah. But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's happens. Fairly certain that they are destined. Like, in any timeline, the spark is there.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. But here's my question about their relationship now and how they didn't really know each other. Weren't they best friends at 11 years old?
Only because.
But was it only because, or was it when. Was it only because Barry came to live with her, or was it before that, too?
It was because Barry came to live with her. So, like, okay. They were in grade school together, but they weren't, like, best friends. And then once they became brother and sister, they, like, yeah, they grew to love one another.
Thanks for putting it that way.
Creepy. Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I take it back. I just thought I had heard Joe say something about when he first was at the crime scene about this being his daughter's friend at school, or
right,
something
a kid who
that.
Went to his school.
But
they're
it's
friends.
Like at 11, you're not just going to forget who you.
How many
that's
friends?
Fifth yeah. grade.
Maybe I went to a private Christian school, so I had a very small class. I'm friends with all of them still.
I can't name a single yeah. person I went to fifth grade with.
Oh, I could name like 10. Yeah.
Or maybe six. Same
you
story.
Weren't yeah. friend. You didn't have friends. You guys weren't really friends.
What are those?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, going back to them being brother and sister, the writing of the show sometimes makes them, their relationship so sibling-esque, just in dialogue and also discussing Joe West as their mutual father, which mm-hmm. makes them siblings, and sometimes it doesn't acknowledge that. And I think it's best when they don't acknowledge that. And so where I'm going with this conversation is that now that Joe and Iris have almost no relationship, I wonder if it's going to open the door for Barry and Iris to have one, since it won't be like the weird brother-sister thing.
Mm.
But Barry probably still feels the brother-sister because he remembers that part.
But the brother-sister feeling that I'm talking about is only in the audience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's very apparent, and sometimes they, like, gloss over it. And when they don't make it apparent is when it's more successful to me.
Yeah.
I want to make a Dexter Deb joke, but...
What are those?
Get out of here!
Who's Dexter Deb?
It's Dexter from the show Dexter.
And they were, his sister Deb.
Yeah, they were siblings, and it was...
Were they lovers?
Not for the good seasons. I will say that, like, them being in this alternate timeline, him, like, her not knowing him, I was very much able to look past the, like, sibling feeling that we usually get, especially when she's like, you're really cute, Barry Allen. Like, you felt that because you didn't have the added piece of them being, siblings, you know?
Yes.
East Blue Drew says, if it's okay for the Lannisters, it's okay for me.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
But like a little bit only. One of my favorite parts of the show has consistently been the relationship between Barry and Joe West. Just that like father-mentor relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very sad in this alternate universe where they had zero relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't like this version of Joe. Like, I'm so happy to see that he has not carried over. What was his line I'm obsessed with? I have a hangover and a gun.
Yeah.
Do not mess with me.
Flashpoint Joe is real, like, unnecessary and boring and, like, could have been dead. You know what I mean? Like, could have been not there.
Well, what do you guys think made him the way that he is? Like, I have a theory, but I want to hear what, like, you guys think.
I took it as, because Barry did not come to live with them, he didn't have to take care of Iris as much, and he kind of became a detached parent. Mm. Whereas when Barry came there, Barry needed him a lot in that moment. Not to say that he's not a good father to Iris before this, but just, you know, there was something about that bond with Barry, because they've said multiple times that when Barry came to live with them, he brought a light and all this happiness and joy. And even though he had just lost both his parents, essentially, he still had this lightness about him that radiated in the home, basically. So that's how I took it. Because Barry wasn't there, Joe never became this awesome man.
I agree with that. He didn't have a reason to step up.
Yeah.
Also, in this universe, like, the mom could have been in the picture. Maybe she...
Wally's there, so...
Yeah, maybe, like, they divorced and she took, like, raised them, like, full-time. Or maybe they didn't divorce and she still raised them, you know?
Well, so she died,
last season, yeah.
So I think he's mourning her right now.
Because if they stayed together...
Yeah, or then... even if they didn't stay together, if the story played out the same way, she came back into their life and was sick and then died. Mm. So he's mourning her and, you know, Iris is off helping Wally and there's no Barry to make sure that he's okay.
That's a great point, yeah. But I think that Iris's reaction to him would have been like, oh, poor dad, he's having a hard time, not like, hi, and how are you?
It was very cold and distant.
Yeah, I think it would have been more loving if she knows that he's mourning the loss of his wife.
She treated him how she treated her mom when she found her. When she came back into her life.
What was your theory, Tari?
It was basically what Jonah said.
Yes. So,
yep.
Oh, boom. My God.
Mind-meld. Mind-meld.
Yes, it is. It's right there, guys.
Oh, my God. Can you mind-meld into the next thing I'm going to discuss?
Wally.
No. One more time.
The rival.
The parents.
The parents. Okay. Barry's parents.
I knew that this could not last because it was too perfect.
Way too perfect.
Like them sitting on the couch reading a magazine together and like pointing at like furniture in the catalog. It just was like so like beautiful so... and like one dimensional. And so, I just like this won't
leave it to Beaver, Joan Cleaver.
Yeah, this can't be like, sustained.
Perfect world.
I would have really liked it if like he had done all this work and they still like ended up not together.
Like, you're an evil person.
It would have been really funny if like they were not together.
I was really happy that his mom got to do more than just die. Like she actually got to talk and, you know, be in scenes and just around.
Yeah, that actress is happy too.
Yeah. She actually got to stick around for a little bit, so.
Yeah, she got to cry in the pilot, and she's, like, consistently brought back each time. How many times do we think they've shot that scene with them swirling in the house? We've now seen 4 iterations of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
They have to keep reshooting it, right?
I mean, they might be able to recycle a little bit of it, right?
Or maybe like they shot it knowing they'd be doing this, and so they shot it, like, without anybody the first time, and there's, like, CGI-ing everybody in there each time.
Well, maybe. I feel like the parts that we're seeing that are new are the parts where they're up against the wall, right? Like, she's not in that.
Sometimes there's a different reaction.
And the part when he's saying, you're okay, he's not gonna...
She's not dying.
She's not dying. So that part's probably new, but... Everything else, I feel like it's a Back to the Future thing where we're just using the same scene.
Yeah.
Can I talk... I want to talk about Barry's parents. I feel bad about how many times they have to die. And, like, this time around, it all happened. They had to die again because Barry couldn't not be a hero. All he had to do was just live a normal life, and they would have been fine. Maybe he would have lost his memories of, like, his old life, but, like, they would have been fine. But he's like, Mom, we gotta get rid of a rival. And, like, that ultimately sparked him to have to change things.
But it was also that his friends weren't a group. That his friends weren't friends. It was that Caitlin was a kid's eye doctor. It was their lives that he had ruined.
Did he ruin it, though? Like, Caitlin didn't seem unhappy that her her husband or fiance had died.
That she, like, I assume, because she's a kid's eye doctor that they never met.
Yeah, and Sisko was living his best life. I feel like everyone was living their best life except for Joe. Like, and that was it. And he's in a place where you could fix whatever issues are going through his life. Those could have easily been fixed.
Well, no, his son died.
What? Well, before.
His son, Wally.
Almost died.
Well, but his son...
Oh, sorry, yeah. He didn't die.
I would have been cool. Like, it would have made more sense had Wally died.
Yeah.
Him to be like, I can't let this happen.
I thought that's what was gonna happen. I was like, oh, Wally's about to die, and then he's gonna realize, okay, I should go back and let my mom die so that everyone else can...
I think it's that hero complex which you're saying, but also the fact that I think selfishly, he probably didn't want to live without his powers or without the memories of, like, the other timeline.
But why would you want to remember that stuff when no one else here does? So you just keep looking crazy to all these people because you know all of them and they have no idea who you are.
So do you think it's him being selfish, saying, I'm the only one that can save this world?
Yes.
You guys, Boo69Bs definitely agrees and says, would they be fine, Tari?
Yes.
Would they?
Yes.
Is that an old
Boo69B. Yes.
Hi, Boo.
Hey, Boo.
Hey, girl.
What do we think about Rival as a villain?
I don't know enough about Rival.
Let's start with what we know. Let's judge this book by the cover.
Okay.
I want to say that I was so turned on by...
Yes? Yeah? Tell me more.
Go on.
I was so excited and... turned on and, like, asphyxiated by Zoom's costume last season.
Yeah.
That, like, molded black leather that was, like, skin-esque was just, like, a sexy piece of costume work.
So you like human
leather?
Skin.
Yeah.
You like leather?
And masks.
Yeah.
Compared to Rivals...
Yeah.
Black, like, blah, 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 blah.
A lot of people in the chat earlier were talking about how much they hated Rival's outfit.
I could have made something better.
I don't know that you could have. Leather's really hard to sew. Leather's really hard to sew, trust me.
I'm learning so much about my co-host tonight. This is really awkward.
Don't worry, you won't learn anything about me.
Now I'm scared.
Okay, beyond his costume, like, was he just another speedster?
So, originally, the Rival is basically the reverse Flash for Jay Garrick. So, his original look is basically the Jay Garrick look that we had at the end of the season last year, but he's more red and he's, like, super duper evil. So that's, like, how he's supposed to look. A lot of people in the chat and on the internet have been saying that he looked more like Black Racer, who is basically like who hunts speedsters and all that stuff. And I could see the comparisons. I feel like I'm trying to figure out if it was a nod or a waste.
Why did the... does this help or confuse things more? Why did they name check the Weather Wizard?
I think they were trying to, I think that they were just trying to show that Sisko was still in there.
That's why I thought it was like it's Sisko, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He makes names.
He names the villains.
Oh, while we're discussing Sisko and that's who he is, when he had like the hand emotion on the shoulder and said like, I might vibrate into you or something.
Yeah.
Is that a nod saying he still has like vibes powers in him? And he's able to access them or not? Probably not.
I don't know. I also wondered what does that mean? Does that mean that someone has taken his heart and killed him in a previous life? Like, how did that happen? And who did it? And a lot of people were asking, where was Harrison Wells? Excellent questions.
That's the biggest question
ever. Ryan Wittallison in the chat, back to Rival, said, Rival is in the bag bad, so it doesn't matter how he looked.
Okay, and yet... his name was Edward Claris. They called... we're jumping to the very end. They called the alchemy character Claris.
Mm.
It's the same actor / person.
Yes.
Right.
But in this world.
Yes.
So that's an interesting... at this moment, and it's unclear why that needed to be.
I would have liked in Flashpoint to know how he got his speed. I mean, if we're going to ask Wally how he got his speed, we might as well ask all the speedsters.
Right.
Right? If, yeah. Especially he's like, let me show you who I am. Great. And my name is this. Excellent. And how did you get your speed?
he was giving out a lot of answers.
Yeah.
If
we're having chit chat, let's do it.
He was like, here's my life story.
Yeah.
To my rivals over here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does it matter how he got his speed though? I mean, that's my question. Does it matter?
I think that, Tiana, you start.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I think it's still yet to be determined because it seems like he is still sticking around in some form.
Yeah.
And this, when we go back to the, I don't know which timeline we're on now, but when we go back to the future again, but it seems like he might still be sticking around. So maybe they're waiting to give us the information until a later date. Maybe.
Infinity 007 says he's not alchemy. There was a really good one. Oh, Cool Dude says Rival got hit by a radioactive rocket car.
Oh, that makes sense.
But it's also been questioned why our captain was replaced.
That was my big thing. I was like, I mean, bravo, captain another Mendes. Black dude, but hey, what happened to the last captain?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah. So to answer your question, though, does it matter how Rival got his powers? No, not for Rival, but I want to see other villains and other people with powers that have not just been have the nuclear reactor blow up.
Right.
Like, that so far has been our, like, one cause.
But I disagree that it doesn't matter. I think it does matter because we're now back and maybe it did happen to this person.
I was saying, it for me, it did not matter for this character.
I get it.
So you were saying
it does. I'm disagreeing. Yes. No, I understand that you don't care. I care.
What is it called? What is it again?
The nuclear reactor.
The reactor. Okay, so that's what I said.
Is that right?
No,
the
particle
accelerator. I was like, what are you asking me about right now?
It's like you don't watch TV.
I've never seen The Flash in my life. Just kidding. The particle accelerator, yes. I want to see other reasons. And I only bring it up because Smallville got into this trap because of different Kryptonian junk face stone getting into people and making them into, like, metahumans.
Right. I just want to say Charlie in Charge says the new captain was from the 1990s Flash TV show.
Oh!
Awesome.
But fun not fact. The same actor, right? Just the character?
I think the actor. The actor was...
I love that.
I don't know who he was, but I think he was.
That was Mendes, Captain
IMDb.
Mendes. I love that the casting directors do that.
Yeah.
Shout out to David Rappaport and Lindsay Buttasari.
Yeah.
God. So Rival and Flash, R Flash, not Kid Flash, well, I guess all of them have their fight.
Don't call him that.
Can you...
Alex Dessert. Was in the original.
Oh.
That's the actor.
Yeah.
Sorry. And the captain, he was in the 90s.
Sorry.
Flash.
Chat. He was Thank Julio you, Mendes. Ghost 8386. Thank you.
Hooray.
Thanks, guys.
Go on.
No, you're fine. Are we going to see more of Kid Flash? Like, what are our theories in terms of that?
I think because we know how to do it, how to make Kid Flash, we have to do it now.
I've been waiting for Wally to become a speedster since I met Wally. So I felt when I saw the Kid Flash, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Let's keep it going.
It would be a bigger waste than the Flashpoint waste if he doesn't become Kid Flash again.
I agree. And I know that this show is not Arrow, but Arrow added so many superheroes over the course of the seasons. I just think that we're ready for one.
Yeah.
And I know that we're getting that in a bit with Vibe and Cisco. I really want to see that explored more. I do not personally want to see the Caitlin Snow avenue explored with Icy Woman
Killer
Female.
Killer Frost. Icy Woman Female. Tuesdays at 9 o'clock.
Should I name the characters?
Like, yeah, you are Cisco.
There you go. You name everything.
Right. I also did not need to see another saving of Barry Allen with a inspirational, semi-inspirational in this case, speech from Iris.
I don't know you. I don't know what I would say in the other world, but I believe in you.
It just is a formula that this season have 23 episodes. We've now seen 50. Ish.
46 or so.
We've now seen around 50 of these episodes. Like, why are we just copying the same formula?
Hey, you get off on leather, Barry gets off on inspirational speeches.
I just like the show too much for them to, like, do me like this.
Girl.
Well, we have to keep repeating this because this is their relationship. It goes round and round in the same circular motion no matter what timeline we're on. Those two are constantly in a loop.
It's okay because he's her lobster.
Oh,
that's a Friends joke.
It is.
Because you were comparing them to Ross and Rachel.
The boys clearly did not watch Friends.
Do you not watch TV?
Yemen?
Yes.
She's his person.
Oh, person. I like
that's
people.
A Grey's Anatomy reference.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, I don't watch TV. I don't even watch this show.
Clearly.
Okay, so midway through all of this... There's a giant lobster in your nose. Midway through all this, we also find out from Ebert Vaughn that he's losing his memories and he actually has to go back in time and ask Ebert to kill his mother as Ebert predicted in the very first scene.
Yeah. Good job. It was very obvious.
I wanted it not to be obvious.
Yeah.
But it was.
Yeah, it
and
was.
I love that as soon as Ebert said this to Barry, Barry's like, huh, yeah, right, and then immediately goes and starts running fast and everything. We're like, dude, he just told you why you're losing your memory so fast, and the first thing you do is run off at Mach 2.
I mean, it's because Robbie, who's Robbie? It's because Barry.
Come on. Still really, really sore spot. He gave his life for us.
Come on.
Okay, it's because Barry was high the entire episode. He's addicted to the drug of his parents being alive and living in the same house with them and like giving his mom a hug every morning. Yeah. And that is literally clouding his judgment.
Yeah, but they keep explaining that they've, I guess, been there for 3 months.
3 months, yes.
And, like, all of a sudden, everything starts falling apart in 24 hours, and he has to go back and fix it. I wonder why it took three, like, things should have slowly, I would have liked to see a 3 month period, you know what I mean? Like, it starts to slowly, he loses memories, but he doesn't think anything of it, and he's wasting his speed, and whatever, and then get to this point. I would have liked a slow build. But, you know.
I agree, because if you're going to commit to it, fully commit to it. Mm-hmm. Don't half-ass things.
I agree.
Yeah.
Did anybody have any concerns that he might not be able to go back?
I did, and that's why I was not happy when Eobard had to take him back, because I was like, clearly he's going to mess some stuff up right now. Because at this point, he might know that, you know, what we did to him before by killing Eddie and therefore killing him and all that stuff. So I was just like, I don't want to put all my faith in this guy.
But also, everyone was talking about that moment when they let him out of the cage and he left them. Everyone was like, he just left. He just left you. And did no one else think that? I thought he just left them. And I was like, you let him out? You trust him? It's ridiculous.
It was so anticlimactic, and the same feeling when Rival was zooming his tornadoes, and Barry's like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. Let me tell you what to do. Run fast. You're the Flash. Get out of there. Do something.
What?
Yes.
He's the who?
The Flash. Oh. Not even the Kid Flash. He's the Flash.
What?
Yes. So, Barry's leaving. He says goodbye to his parents. It's heartfelt. It's what Barry needed for closure. I'll give it to him.
His parents. I'm sorry. I've really enjoyed this time these last 3 months, and I love you so much. Barry, you're scaring me. Nothing to be afraid of. Goodbye. What? What? Are you kidding?
I wanted him to make up one lie saying I'm going out of town.
Yeah, like, say something.
And he's also got his new girlfriend with them, so they're like, is she pregnant? Like, are you going to, like, take her somewhere?
It was one date.
We're joining a cult.
Yeah, like,
give me a reason.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about. Let's segue to predictions. Was there something in the chat you wanted to say?
Oh, no, just Mystic Lightning said the Flash was the villain, the Reverse Flash was the hero in this episode. That's all.
I disagree.
Ooh. Mm. Well, that's what they said.
Yep. I disagree! Tweet me!
Predictions.
Predictions.
And now...
So I guess we are predicting for the entire season / let's call it series.
I don't even remember.
Please do not hold back at all.
I predict, well, I'm going to steal someone's prediction. Someone said in the chat, it was way back when, that Wally becomes Kid Flash at the mid-season finale. And I think that's a great, I really hope that happens prediction. I want Harrison Wells, and I wonder where he will be. Not I want Harrison Wells.
But you want Harrison Wells.
I'm sure you phrased it the way you wanted to phrase it.
As we left, correct me, Tiana, if I'm wrong, we left Harrison Wells and Jesse Quick on Earth 2, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So they'll come back this season.
So maybe Earth 3 Harrison Wells will come to us this season. Because there is the mention of Earth 3 in the finale when Barry's dad, who's also the Flash, who was Jay Garrick, who needed to get home, and so Harrison and his daughter were supposed to be taking him to Earth 2 to therefore help him get to Earth 3. So maybe that Harrison Wells will come over or something.
Okay, that's a great point. I have a question that is not a prediction. We know that there's going to be a musical crossover with Supergirl and Flash.
Musical?
Yeah.
Musical.
Okay.
That's correct.
There's a lot of talented singers in these casts.
They're incredibly talented.
You mean
talented.
The stars from Glee? Go on.
Yes. My question is, do we have any idea how that could possibly work?
Yes.
Earth 5.
Well, there's a villain named Music Meister who essentially manipulates music in order to do crimes. And so, I mean, mine and the prediction of the internet is that that will be the spark for everyone having to be in a musical, essentially, because he's going to trap them into having to sing or in a musical verse, things like that.
Fascinating.
I really
Oliver
wish...
Queen singing. Sorry.
I really wish the demon from Buffy was their answer to this.
That's another crossover.
Could be. Yeah,
I really wanted that. I want someone to... Because everyone's doing musical crossovers or musical episodes. I really want someone to just be like, oh my god, it's the demon from Buffy.
Maybe that'll happen. Tari, did you have any other predictions?
Yes. I mean, it seems like we're going to get Dr. Alchemy. I don't know if it'll be the season-long villain or not. Dr. Alchemy is a Flash villain who... I don't remember if he was doused by chemicals or he basically just uses chemicals as his weapon. He at some point finds a Philosopher's Stone and uses that to manipulate matter. And I'm actually really looking forward to having a non-speedster bad guy. I would have really enjoyed if last season's bad guy was Turtle, who was like the opposite of Barry. So now if we do manage to have this villain who is not a speedster, maybe a scientist, but like completely different than anything we've had before, that really sparks my interest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Tiana?
I mean, how can I go after that when I know nothing? I'm really excited for this season and for Tom Felton and for all the Harry Potter jokes.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Because there was already a lot in trickled in there, so it's just going to be more with him in the room, you know?
Fantastic. And I'm very excited for this musical. I'm excited to see the ongoing relationship with Iris and Barry. That has been, like, one of the consistent things throughout the seasons that's been building, and I'm ready for a payoff.
I'm super excited about the four-way crossover that we're going to get. That's going to be amazing. And confusing. And miserable. But so good.
Absolutely.
Like, one of the shows is going to get the least amount of love in the episode, like, in the whole crossover, whatever. One of the shows is going to end up not doing well, and it's not going to be this one, for sure.
Oh, I think she's predicting, I think she knows which one it is, but...
Just a prediction.
Four-way crossover is just so massive. I can't wrap my head around
it. But explain to me this. four-way crossover. So I know last season when we did the big crossover with Arrow and The Flash, it was, you know, like a two-parter because it aired like one day after the other. So are we getting four episodes of this crossover to air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Or is it just one night? Because that is too much for a one-hour episode.
Girl, I don't work on the show.
I mean, well, I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
I think it's an additional episode somehow.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's way too much to assume that the audience would watch, like, an hour every night in a row. Like, 4 days in a row.
Unless, and I would love it if they did this, where each episode, it was like a single four-episode-long arc building to, because Legends of Tomorrow is used to handling ensembles. So essentially, if each episode was building into the next one, they like Supergirl then meets up with the Flash, and then the Flash meets up with the Arrow, and then they meet up with the Legends team. And then that's how they do it, is all the setup is in each of these individual pieces, and then they all come together at the end.
For 1 hour?
Yes.
Everyone in the chat says that it's all four nights. And then somebody's saying that it's
expensive.
A four-way crossover of three nights, but everyone's saying all four.
I'm not saying I'm busier than most people, but I'm just saying, like, that's a big ask, and I hope it works.
Clear your calendar.
I can't think of another network that's done this or four shows before.
Should we watch them all together each night?
I think we need to talk to the other after shows and figure out how to do it.
Let's do that right now. Let's say our goodbyes. Yell, where can everybody find you till next time?
Everyone can find me online at Roxy Stryer or at Yell Teagle. That's YaelTYGIEL. I also have a podcast. It's free. It's on iTunes. It's called Intimate Interrogation. Sometimes it is filthy. Sometimes it is not. But you can check it out on iTunes.
And I'm Michael Drew. You can find me at Michael Drew. That's Michael E-A-L. And when I'm not on that one, you can also find me at Tari J. T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
And I'm Tiana Hobson. You can just find me at the Tiana Hobson.
And I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. And once again, this show is sponsored tonight by Rush. Rush is a series directed by the top action filmmakers at Corridor Digital. And it's a story of soldiers fighting against all odds in a war-torn nation. It stars Stephen Ogg from Grand Theft Auto and The Walking Dead, as well as Lou Ferrigno Jr., not to be confused with Lou Ferrigno. The first episodes are live and free on Go90 app, as well as their website, Go90.com. So go check that out right now. Goodbye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.